Exactly 1 year ago today, 173 people lost their lives in the Victorian bushfires. Our reporter Michael Vincent arrived in King Lake on the Sunday afternoon after the Black Saturday bushfires hit. He slept in his car and then on the couch in the council office before a local resident took him in. They were lucky enough to have been able to save their home. For that first week, Michael filed on the immediate aftermath and its effects on King Lake and the surrounding communities. This past week, Michael returned to the area for the first time in a year to see how the recovery was going.
"It'll all be better after February 7. It'll be history then." She paused. Tears began to form in her eyes and she sighed. "Give us a hug, dear." Carol had helped me after the fires with a smile and a cup of tea. She'd lost her house, salvaging some old china plates. Close friends of hers died. People with horrific burns were brought to the Country Fire Authority shed where she worked as a volunteer. In the following days, she selflessly worked around the clock, keeping things running for the crews, still putting out spot fires. Seeing me had brought everything back. We only spoke for a few moments before she teared up. We hugged and she left and walked down the street. King Lake is no longer grey and dusty. The inescapable smell of wood smoke is gone, and its air is clean and fresh. The trees have fluffy green foliage, but underneath the trunks are still black. Everywhere, everything and everyone is a reminder. It's been a year, but the trauma is only so far beneath the surface. My son kept asking me, "Are we going to die?" a mother recalled, trembling. Sally is now medicated, so is her husband and her daughter. Her son is only 8, and so the doctors are trying not to give him pills yet. At the age of 7, he had the responsibility thrust on him of saving his home and his life with a wet towel and a bucket, while all around him burned. The next morning, like other children in King Lake, he learned his best friend had died in the fires. After 6 months, he told his counsellor, he doesn't want to talk anymore. It wasn't helping. For others, that day is what they want to talk about. They need to talk about. They also need to find the right person to listen. Counselling is available at the local schools, local GP clinic, and over the phone. But then there's black humour about it all. The daughter who asked her 71-year-old mother how her counselling was going. "After 2 or 3 sessions, she's coming along quite nicely," she joked. One man told me he'd seen 7 psychiatrists before he found the right one. Now he fears for his mates who may see 1 or 2 counsellors then give up. Like an open wound left to fester, the risks to their health are high. And yet almost every adult seems to be able to recite the stages of grief by rote. Shock, anger, etc. "I've been through all 7, one woman told me, and that's just in the last half hour," she laughed. And as if modern daily life wasn't enough to create stress, the triggers for panic attacks, angry outbursts or moments of uncontrolled sobbing are inescapable. Weather events like a strong hot wind, a dust storm, the winter fog or a red sunset. Seemingly obvious ones like the noise of a helicopter flying overhead or the smell of wood smoke, a siren or warnings of another catastrophic fire day. Then there's the less obvious, confined spaces or open ones. The front doorstep. It all depends on where people were when the fire hit, where they felt they were going to die. And then there are the places of the many dead, the houses now vacant lots, the bend in the road where the 5 car wrecks were, or the place where you last saw someone alive. This is what people in King Lake live with and live in. But that doesn't stop the questions. "Why don't you just get over it?" asked one woman of another, almost provoking a brawl on a train out of Melbourne. Or the visitors who come into town, see the greenery and the nice, clean, prefabricated buildings and say, "What's so bad about this?" Or yet others who feel enormous empathy with the suffering of King Lake, and yet still ask the person behind the counter of a local shop, "So, did you know someone who died?" Everyone knew someone who died. And today they will gather on the local football oval, families on picnic rugs, friends in arms. They will mourn the dead as the sun sets on the first year since the Black Saturday bushfires claimed 173 lives.
Michael Vincent with that report.